Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hey everyone, this is our second show today on the Stories of Hope. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, I am your host, and so I'm super excited to carry on this marathon. I'm so filled up with all the stories that are being shared and with these incredible change makers that I'm meeting by doing these Stories of Hope, these incredible stories that are shared. And so all in service to help you navigate through being alive. So my next guest is Ariana Mara, and she founded Unleash to provide women and men, Unleasher, to provide women and men with advice, techniques, and tools so they rediscover and live their inner truth. Now, mind you, she's in the UK, and so it's like 9 p.m. there. And welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. So you came on today to tell us a story about something, and I don't know what it is, but you're going to tell us.
Yeah, so I think that it's quite a typical story in a sense. And obviously, when you're talking about your own story, you don't feel that it's typical. But what I would like to talk about is really a long journey. Like decades long journey, and it's about self-discovery. It's about finding the inner truth. It's finding the inner power. I just call it a superpower. And the way how it started is that when I was 10, because of a sad situation in my life, I found myself in a different family environment. An environment that denied the need for human emotions or expressing human emotions. And again, that's a typical story, more or less. So imagine a child at the age of 10, intuitive, creative, and then a change of environment where you have to build up a mask just to protect yourself, just to survive. So I started to adopt masculine behaviors. And yes, it worked out really well because I didn't feel hurt, but it didn't work out so well because it wasn't me. So after a while, this difference, you know, this dissonance with your own soul, it comes out and you feel it, and it shows in your communications, in your behaviors. And then at some point you see that your relationships are not as you wish them to be. And I clearly remember, I think I was around 28, and I was driving in my car in a high position in a corporate environment. You know, I should have felt on the top of the world. Yeah. But then a realization was just like lightning, you know, that is this really the freedom that I was looking for? Is this really the life that I was looking for? And is this what my soul wishes to have? And after that, it was really just a split second. Sometimes we believe that decisions take so long to make, but no, it was just a split second. And in a recognition, just this feeling and this inner knowledge that I had to change my life. And I started to look for solutions and started to read about it, watch videos, and learned about divine feminine or your feminine energies, feminine and masculine energies. And that was the that was actually the point when I understood the differences, I understood my own behavior and started to shift that behavior so I could live my own truth. And then everything changed, and in a positive way, basically.
That's fantastic. You know, you're speaking my language with everything you're talking about, because I do a lot of shows, different shows, like, you know, Stepping Into Your Divine Feminine Power. And truly also that has been many of us women who have been, you know, stuck in our more masculine yang energy, right? And then we've had to learn how to become women again. You know, we've had to let go of that masculine, you know, to not the push, 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 go, go, go. But we had to bring the balance in of the being and the receiving and the feeling, and that sometimes we sit empty and we don't do anything, you know, and that. So I love talking about the masculine. I love talking about the feminine. I always say that, you know, here we have been living on this planet for a long time, and we've been living in a patriarchal society. And the masculine energy has had plenty of time to lead us to the promised land. And guess what? It didn't work with that masculine energy. And now it is the feminine leadership, the feminine grace, and, you know, non-tolerance for violence, non-tolerance for, you know, whatever the values are, freedom, standing in our freedom. It's the feminine that is leading us home in all of us, in men and women. So, but women had to learn how to become women. So you're speaking my language. I'm so glad that you brought this subject up. So how do people, you know, find you and work with you? I'm curious about that.
It has changed over the years. And as you mentioned, you know, when you have this yang resonance, then basically you're trying to push. And my business is helping businesses transform. To grow, basically. And growth basically comes with behavioral changes. Now, try to change behaviors. Try to get closer to people's hearts when you're pushing. You cannot. But there is another aspect to it. So part of it, that acceptance grew, and I could get through to people easier. The other part of the equation is that I didn't have to assert myself. The way how I articulated my knowledge, my opinions, my insight changed, and people started to listen more. And what I said just held a deeper value. It didn't actually, I told the same things, but for some reason it reached the people more. And even people around me, my friends, my family, and it was actually my stepmother who told me one day that, oh, you have become so strong.
Oh, wow. That's
And I told her that I was always like that, but she didn't see me that way. You know, she saw me as someone who was always fighting, always a rebel. And at some point, this rebellion just disappeared. But instead, there is this power, which is, it's not even an authority, because you don't have to have this authority. It's your presence. The energy around me changed. And I don't know, I'm just so grateful for this change. Obviously, it wasn't easy. Yeah. And it took quite a while. You know, people learn from own mistakes. I did as well. But now I feel at peace. I feel, you know, balance. I feel being part of everything around me. It is just not me alone as an individual, but I feel more connected to everything around me. And I could integrate this into the business. So even the solutions are different. All the expertise is there. But there is something more next to it. I don't know if I make any sense.
Yes, you do. And I also actually want to ask you, you know, would you be interested in being interviewed and coming on other shows as well, podcasts as well? Would that interest you?
Absolutely. If I can add value, absolutely.
Yeah, great. Because there, you know, I want to bring you on to one of our other ones, stepping into divine feminine power, stepping into our divine femininity. Mm-hmm. That's that, and even other ones as well. But yes, you are making, so now you're helping businesses. So you are, you said you're helping businesses. I love this silent power. Kind of is
it energy. Is basically, yeah,
it's a silent power, so it, you know, it doesn't, you don't have to, you're the presence, and that feeling, I can relate, it feels so good. It's such a good feeling that you don't have to, like you said, assert yourself. You are and your mother-in-law, for her to say to you, you're so strong.
Yes,
that showed her where, you know, in her time, in the ancestral time where she came from, that it wasn't like that, this kind of presence.
I believe so. I think it surprised her. And what she told me after that was that she didn't feel that strong in her life. She actually hasn't felt that strong in her life. So she saw something that she didn't experience before, and it made her think.
Yeah, and that's so good. And that's a wonderful role model and an example. Wonderful, beautiful, compliment. That's how we heal. Let's let the audience know how they can look you up and get in contact with you over there in the UK.
Okay, so I think that the best way is to just look at the website, which is unleashr-mentoring.com. And on this website, you're going to find links to a podcast. I'm also on social media, Pinterest. It's under my name. I'm just starting my Instagram. I actually did my very first post.
Oh, yay, congratulations.
Today. Yeah, the majority of my business is coming through a network. So to me, social media and all is new.
Good. Yeah, so that's good. But it's, see, this is how we do it. We talk about it here. We invite people to take calls to action. I want everybody now to go to and download the Cornelia Stephanie Media app, where I feature the world's best entrepreneurs that are in their field in one place. Go to the App Store or Play Store, type in KS Media Group, download that app, create your free account, get the free ebook, and then go to directories. And when you go to directories, you're going to see over there all the resources, all the influencers that are here in this group that are here to inspire you to live your best life, all the way from your physical body to gratitude to confidence to you name it. So thank you so much, everyone. And if you are an entrepreneur and if you want to be featured in our app and also make some income, this would be a perfect opportunity for you. So be sure to reach out to me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And let's have a conversation. My new guest is here. So I'm super excited to meet our new guest. I want to say again, Ariana Mara, thank you so much for being on, and we'll be in touch. So, Alyssa Couture is a fashion author and a fashion entrepreneur. So, we definitely need to hear about this. Welcome to the show today.
Thanks so much, Cornelia. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's so good. We really need to get into this fashion business. I mean, you know, I've been online for such a long time now. And so I tell you, I've got my business suit here, but then I've got my Spider-Man.
That's great.
I've got my Spider-Man, you know. Yeah. So anyway, it's like working at home and being online, it's like, you know, we're not into the fashion business. So when I saw that you were coming on, I said, oh, I really need some of what you have to offer. But you're here to tell us a story, too.
Yes.
So why don't we go into the story first?
Yes, let's talk about it. Yeah. So I am a fashion author and fashion entrepreneur, and it began when I was a teenager. I'm 36 now, and when I was about 16, I started drawing fashion illustrations, and they were stick figures. They were awful. They were the worst drawings that you could ever see. But I ended up actually getting really good at fashion because I went to fashion design school, and I kept drawing and drawing and drawing. And it's just a fine art is not just a hobby. I've actually published some art in books. But the fashion and the creative piece really do go hand in hand. And this is going to be a part of the book that I'll talk about. I just want to show you.
Oh, please do. Yes, go ahead and say the name of the book.
This is Healthy Fashion, Fashion for Human Health. But let's go back to the story. So I really have been really immersed into fashion. I've done fashion show production. I've done fashion visual merchandising. I've been in retail, styling clients, hundreds of clients, probably thousands, assistant managing. And then I did get into more of a spiritual aspect. I went to work and live in ashrams and monasteries. And this really grounded me into bringing the fashion into sort of a more eco and alternative and healthy healing perspective. It really tuned me into that kind of idea and aspect. So I really want to tell you that this book is not just about sustainability, it's about spirituality. It's about fashion being divine. And it can be as simple as a t-shirt. It's not really about, you know, glamorous garments, or it could be, but it's everything. It involves all fashion. All fashion is included. And I do talk and mention, as you showed me your leggings, I talk a lot about ergonomics and fashion ergonomics and why we want to wear these leggings. I'm wearing leggings too, is because they're just so comfortable. And ergonomics is really going to be the future of design, really bringing in not just the function piece, but the comfort, the efficiency, being able to give us a sense of peace, a sense of relaxation, because a lot of times I've sacrificed in my fashions. I've pinched and poked and pulled and tucked and it, you know, you do that all day and it's like, you know what? I actually had to do something about that and get dress a little bit more comfortably. But the major point that I wanted to mention that was sort of the culmination of this book was my trip to Mount Shasta. Oh, yeah. And I'll actually, you know, welcome and suggest to anybody to visit this sacred mountain. It's a beautiful mountain. It has affiliation with the Ascended Masters, and it has affiliation with it being called a vortex. I don't know if I'm sure you know about vortexes.
Oh, yeah.
But this mountain was kind of my calling to go. And it actually ended up, after I visited this mountain, it popped in my head that I was gonna start writing a book about fashion. But I have just, what I really wanted to say in terms of the hope and the inspiration, what we all have here is we have our own comfortable or whatever. We have our wardrobe that is special and creative and unique and healthy for us, no matter what. But down the road, we're going to be seeing some futuristic modern fashion that delves into things that we've never even imagined. Fashion that activates enlightenment, fashion that can, you know, drive consciousness. And an example would be the monks and the Buddhists and the priests and the angels, they all wear the robe. And the robe is like a blessing. It's like a prayer. And when you see it, you instantly, it's you know, you instantly get this blessing just from seeing it.
Yeah, that is such a profound statement right there. It's so true. Right away, it returns you to peace, to the present moment, to the sacred. So this is our future in fashion?
I believe it's part of it. There's hundreds, like I said, I could go on. There's hundreds of different pieces behind it. There's the mental body, the physical body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, the energetic body, and in relation to fashion, there's different topics all in relation. So it's like we're multidimensional beings and we have to make a multidimensional fashion.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. I've never considered, I teach about the spiritual body, the mental body, the physical body, and the emotional body, but it never occurred to me that we should have clothing for the bodies that, you know, because my passion is the tree of life, and the tree of life is, that's my logo, it's my, because our physical body is the tree of life, and we are the tree of life, so, you know, so are you going to be one of these, you know, creators of the new fashion?
Well, I did have a small handmade fashion brand in 2015. A psychic actually told me I'm gonna design a seaweed fabric. So he knew, he was reading my mind a little bit, because I love seaweed, and there are already studies and tests being done of a fiber made from algae. And there is also textile dyes made from seaweed. But yes, there's so much more to this. I don't know. I'm more of an educator on it, I believe, at this point.
Okay.
As much as I'd love to design and create a brand, I just don't know if I'm going to do that. Well, but
Maybe that's you know it's coming, because you already know it's coming, and so maybe you're here to talk about it, like you said. But then maybe it'll just be the t-shirts. So maybe it'll be the t-shirts. Maybe it'll be, you know, something simple to start out with that's special and unique, that fits all who are called to, you know, make the purchase from what it is that you're designing. Because I don't know about you, I don't like the standard t-shirts, you know, that like the standard t-shirts, the way they fit. I like the soft fabric, the, you know, that are made for women, that are sexy, nice, and, you know, so t-shirts like that. And then, of course, a beautiful message on the t-shirt is always great, right? So, or the hoodie, or the, you know, again, you said it earlier, and that is comfort and sacred at the same time.
Yes, exactly. I agree with everything you say.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. Let us look at your book again. I want to look at the name of it again, and let us see it again. Tell us the name and where to get it.
This is Healthy Fashion, and you can pre-order this at Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, Amazon, and it's on dozens, possibly hundreds of bookstores worldwide. It's published by John Hunt Publishing. They're a large UK book publishing company.
Well, congratulations for a publisher to pick you up. That means that you've got a pretty good book there. So because they had to, you know, get it on the bestseller list within like 2 weeks from the time it was put on the shelves, otherwise it would have never made it. So congratulations to you.
It's not on the bestseller list.
It's not on the bestseller list?
No. I mean, it's in pre-order stage.
Oh,
I would have to get connected with some celebrities in order to get it to that point.
Well, not really. No, maybe that's still coming. Maybe that's still coming for you, and you just didn't realize it yet.
But I'm gonna pray.
Absolutely, let's get it on the bestseller, because that's what I just said. So, but let's tell the audience where they can find you. You know, where they can check out your messages, because your messages is fashion led by spirituality.
Yes, fashion for the mind, body, and spirit. Fashion deemed medicinal, modern fashion for the new age. We can go on and go on. But it's www.hsnhealthyfsnfashioncampaign.com. And that's my website. And all my social media is linked up at my website.
Good. That makes it easy. Well, it was an honor and a pleasure to have you here. I love the fashion and spirituality piece coming together. I look forward to what we're going to be wearing in the future. Thank you so much for coming in with your enlightenment, and we'll see you again soon. So we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light Show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie here, your host on the Stories of Hope. And I'm going to introduce you to Denise Michelle. She's got two first names just like me. Denise Michelle is the self-love alchemist, which I absolutely love, a certified transformational life coach, rapid transformation hypnotherapist, and number one international best-selling author, creator of hypnohealing, think and grow rich instructor, this is good, and self-love expert with a background in the healing arts and spiritual entrepreneurship. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be here.
It's great to have you. So you're everything that you've done and everything that you're teaching and talking about, helping entrepreneurs, helping people think and grow rich, helping people love themselves, helping people alchemize, you know, old energies, release them and come into higher vibrational ways of living and being. You're speaking our language. So welcome all the way.
Fantastic. I'm like, good. Bring the people in, you know?
Right. So what you came here today to tell us a story.
Sure.
Right. You've got a juicy one.
I have a juicy one, and it's a bit, it really is close to my heart. So, because this is about hope, right?
Yes.
I'm going to share about what has happened personally in my life from September of 2020 to September of 2021, where five beings left and transitioned out of this world, including my mother from COVID. And my dog passed away a few months later. My grandfather passed away. My two of my aunts passed away, and my father almost passed away from COVID. So it has been, I'll say, a very rigorous year, especially for a person who is in personal development, or even if, you know, even as a person who is in personal development and, you know, continuing to stay grounded and continuing to stay in my heart space, continuing to stay in love, continuing to stay in hope and faith that what I'm here to do on this planet is still relevant and that I can keep going. Because as I'm sure there's many people listening who have lost people in their life. Maybe they've lost a parent and what that's like. And, you know, for me, it was like my compass. My mother was my compass. Mm. So I would say that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's the story I'm sharing today is how not only have I gone through this year of shifting from personal development to studying grief, and how I've recognized and realized how grief is actually very present in our daily lives and we don't even realize it.
Yeah. And I mean, I just want to say, did you ever have anyone personal to you die or pass away before your mother?
I have. Well, I mean, I would say the closest to me were my dogs earlier, you know, the last 5 years. Yeah. I had a dog, yeah, my two dogs. And then up until then, no, you know. So this
The reason why I'm saying is usually, you know, when we lose someone like that we love, that we're like really close to, whether it is a mother, you know, a father, or, you know, that is like a portal opening to go really deep in and say, you know, where do we go when we die? What's happening? And to really take a look at, you know, grieving and loss and death and rebirth and all of that. It takes a lot. So for you to you know, to go through that experience to five beings that you had to emotionally process and grieve, you know, that's very, very hard, because it's like you're just constantly in a state of grief. And, you know, when we're in that space, as you know, we have to be present with it. We have to sit and feel it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then to, you know, eventually come out of this grief. So what did you do? How did you cope?
Well, I would say one of the things, just like you're saying, is, you know, having to sit with grief. And what I realized was that we don't ever get past grief. Grief lives with us now, you know, and we grow around it. And I quickly learned you cannot personal develop your way out of grief, because there is no other side. There is a passing through, and there is a continual passing through. And you know, and it's been baby steps. It's been, you know, there were days where the only thing I could do was get out of bed or brush my teeth and feed myself. And that was it, you know, and then you slowly start, it's almost like you slowly start climbing up the mountain again. And then if you can imagine, you know, as I'm starting I think I've got some footing now, and then I get pushed back down to the bottom again. I mean, five deaths in 1 year is a bit extreme for anyone.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't wish it on anyone, but what I've learned in this time, I do wish for everyone, because it taught me that greater lesson of really deep self-care. Really deep self-compassion, and looking at the world around me and saying, you know, it's okay that this is where I am right now. And even though I'm watching all of these people you know, my colleagues and friends and, you know, people out in the world doing things. And yet my life has shifted so much, and wondering if I still have space, you know, am holding space here with my community, and, you know, because their reality is different from mine. It really took me to the core of a depth of love that I've never felt before. And I would say authenticity, you know, like I just, you really, one of the things that I really learned was you break through all the BS and you're like, you know, this is who I am now. And this is what I've transitioned into. And there are people who, you realize they, who are able to handle what you have gone through and who aren't, and that's okay too. You know, and so you quickly start to let things go, because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, what do those small things really matter anyway?
Yeah. And now I would add that in your bio, mm-hmm. You need to put in there, I'm a coach. I help entrepreneurs with their branding and marketing. So right away, I want to add in there that you are to put in there that you are a grief therapist, grief special, you know, because you specialize in this, yeah. Through your own personal experience. And like you said, for one person to experience that much loss in 1 year, that's a lot. For some reason, this was your experience. And then while you're watching the whole world and while you're watching everyone doing their thing, and then it's like, over here, what about me? You know, and now looking at you, just seeing the graceful, beautiful, strong, wise woman that you are, that you're going to be helping, you're positioning yourself now to be helping others, that because lots of people are faced with grief, and you know, I call it the grieving of the dying world, grieving, sure. Of the dying world, that the world that is not sustaining anymore. And then no matter what it is, if it's a job, if it's a person, if it's a pet,
exactly.
But that you're helping people through that process. So let's tell the audience where they can find you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So one very relevant is my website called bridgethelove.com. I'm all about that. That's what I'm here to do, radiate love in the world. And my socials. So you can find me at the self on Instagram at Denise Michelle XOXO. You can find me on Facebook, Denise Michelle Love. I have a beautiful private Facebook community called the Self Love Tribe, and it's all things self-love, self-care, self-healing. And yeah, I'm just really here to educate, help people come deeper into their authentic selves, to really understand, because just like you said, whatever the grief is, right, it's life. What I've experienced is love and loss, and we are constantly going to be grieving old versions of ourselves as we grow. We're going to be grieving those jobs and those relationships and those homes, and, you know, as we continue to up level and go deeper within ourselves, it's part of it. It's part of that process.
Yeah. And that's the alchemy that you were talking about. Yeah. So, you know, going through that experience, while painful, like you said, where you came out on the other side is what you wish for everyone. I heard you. And so I think that's a beautiful blessing. And you are a beautiful soul helping so many people now with what it is that you're going to be doing. When we're in the middle of it, it's hard to, you know, to know what it all is. But now you can carry on and carry on your legacy. So that's beautiful. I want to tell you and everyone else too to go and download the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app on their phone. So basically go to the App Store, go to the Play Store, type in KS Media, MEDIA Group, and download the app, and then put that on your phone, create your free account, and get the free ebook, and then go to directories. And under directories, you're going to see where I feature the world's best in their field, leading entrepreneurs that are on the leading edge, helping you to live your best life in whatever capacity that they are. And basically, you don't have to go anywhere else, because it's all on one click, it's all right there. So I want everybody to go download the app. And if you're an entrepreneur, and if you feel like you want to be featured and also receive a steep stream of income, this is an opportunity for you to reach out to me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. So it's an honor and a pleasure. Denise, Michelle, sending you so much love. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to meet you.
It's wonderful to meet you. And then are you interested in more interviews? Are you interested in, you know, being on other speaking gigs? Because honestly, I have, you know, I created the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, and I have, you know, a lot of podcasters, hosts that are looking for speakers. And would you be interested?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is, I'm actually on the speaking circuit right now. I've just been invited to go to Dubai to speak.
Oh, good. Dubai. Good. Perfect. That's a good place. So yeah, there's quite a few people that I think you would be great on their show. Like it would be certainly Susan Axelrod, and then because she's the confidence coach, but also she's doing a book show. So you would be great with your book also as well. And then we have the Shift podcast with Trish Campbell and Diane McClay, and there's others as well. So I will put your name into an email and send some introductions for you to make the circuit. But you must go download the app, the Cornelia Stephanie.
I will definitely. I've got it written down. I'm going to download
that. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to take a break, everyone. We're going to be right back with our next guest. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. I hope that you are feeling as inspired by these incredible women and stories that were told today in these last 2 hours like I am. I'm just like, wow, my heart is so open. I just feel so much inspiration and so much love for our humanity. So my next guest today is Rosita Perez McLaurin. And Rosita has developed her supercharged insight from years of paying attention. This is going to be really good. Listening and addressing her own healing process. There's so much more to say, but I'm going to have her come on, and she's going to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited. I've been watching all your podcasts, so I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much. And I love that the topic is stories that inspire hope. And I hope that just this little bit of my story will help women know that no matter where they're at in their life, whatever they've been through, it's never too late to reinvent, to follow your passion, whatever it is. So I just want to give a little background. I grew up in a large family. I am number 12 of 14.
That's right there. Oh my God. I can only imagine what all those things that brought up.
Oh yeah. And from the same mom and dad.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That yes. part, right? Yes. And that part is a good thing. But yes. I mean, yes. that's still, where are you? 12 out of 14. Where are you? In the middle?
No, I'm the youngest daughter.
Oh my God. I that brought up all kinds of things. So I could only imagine, but carry on.
So I had the opportunity to watch all my older siblings go through stuff, how they handled things, the good, the bad. And so it helped me to, through the trials I would eventually go through in life. I lost my mom at 15 years old. And in my culture, I had to step up and be, you know, take over my mom's duties. So I went from being 15-year-old little girl to being the woman of the house. So I lost a large part of childhood. Oh. And I had to take care of my little brothers. And then I married young and ended up being in an abusive marriage. I had to find strength to leave because I didn't want my daughter to think that this was normal.
Right.
But it was really difficult. I was very young and I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah. Can I ask you, did you marry young because you wanted to get out of the house and wanted to get away from those responsibilities that the house had so that you can get, that you can marry? Is that yeah. what happened?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I had a beautiful daughter. That was a blessing out of that whole thing. I took the accelerated course of marriage and only stayed married for 2 years and was lucky to be surrounded by people who encouraged me and gave me the courage to leave. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want my daughter to grow up like that. So I was able to support my daughter. And during those single parent years and working full time, I earned my bachelor's degree. I also earned my master's degree. And like Alicia, I know Alicia, I'm the only one in my family that has a master's degree.
Wow.
And there's only three of us that have a bachelor's degree. So I think that's pretty good for the odds of 14.
that's so huge because you were like, hey, I'm gonna do this. I, you know, you could have been a victim and told a completely different story, but you really, your daughter was a big, huge instrument in your choice, the choices that you were making, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of it, you know, I had to battle a lot of traumas that I didn't know I had as a child because they were all blocked. I had to deal with the familial, you know, the traditions of how things are. I mean, because you're not supposed to get a degree as a woman. You're just supposed to the cooking, yeah. the cleaning, the children, and nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I felt like I needed more.
Yeah. Can I ask what your culture is?
I'm from Guam.
Guam. Okay. So that's also another thing because you were also, you know, faced with whatever the culture is there in the beliefs from the past, what they had around women.
Yes.
So, right. So you were also yes. faced with that and you also had to deal with that and rise above that also in your own inner authority so that you can be true to what's really important to you.
Yes. And a lot of times, Cornelia, we just don't know what is holding us back. What is keeping us stuck in where we're at? We want to move forward. We have that idea to move forward, but we just can't. So currently, I'm going through a divorce of a 20-year marriage.
Oh. Oh, no.
But, you know, God has been so good. He has helped me to put the broken pieces back together. And I discovered that I was broken, you know, because it always takes two people in a marriage. I discovered that I was broken. I had to have the courage to look in the mirror, to look at the good, the bad, the ugly of myself, and then deal with it and heal and be able to become a better version of who I am. So now when I look in the mirror, I see the good, the bad, the ugly, but now I see the fabulous of who I am because of the healing that I've been through and continue to go through. I mean, I don't think you ever stop healing.
Yeah.
So because I'm not distracted anymore with all of those things in life, right? I am now, probably the past couple of years, I've understood and understood my passion and what my purpose is. So my passion is to empower women to recognize their true value, accept their distinct beauty, and be able to move forward in life to live intentionally free every day. So I've been discovering who I am again. I'm opening up places in me that I didn't understand, and I didn't know what I didn't know. So I want to be able to shine a light on those things as a life coach to other women, to be able to guide them through this process, because ultimately a woman is the one who has to make that decision of what change they want to make. So,
yeah, and you're also an entrepreneur. So you're an entrepreneur, you're a life coach, you're a mom, and you've gone through, now it will be your second divorce. So you have a lot of, learning there. And you're in the space of loving yourself. And also, you know what I really loved about when I was reading your bio, what I really loved is how you spoke the words, and the words were that you went from years of paying attention, insight from paying attention, listening, and addressing. So that to me is actually very, very beautiful, something that people normally wouldn't put in their bios. So it stood out. So you stand out with offering those values, because those were not the values that were instilled upon us in our childhood.
No. Yeah. Exactly. So I hit 60 years old this year.
Wow, you look great.
Oh, thank you. That's what healing can do.
I want to say to you, you're just beginning. You are just beginning. You know, it's like that whole thing is all behind, and now you're beginning again and discovering, and the radiance and the beauty that you want to support, that you're supporting others with, is definitely evident in you.
Yeah, I want to be able to help other women get to a place of freedom as well. Yeah. So that is my passion and my purpose. But I couldn't discover it because I was so clouded with the stuff that holds. We all have stuff that hold us back.
Yes. Yes.
Every single one of us.
Yeah. So where can people find you on social media? Give us all the places. Where should they go?
Well, I actually am just launching my life coaching website.
Okay.
And it's called movingforwardforlife.com. And that website will have all my social media. I do have one-on-one coaching. I'm offering free workshops. Like for December, I'm having a 1.5-hour free workshop. It's called Who You Are Is a Gift.
Oh, good. So, yeah, I definitely want to help you to get your message out there. So we should have you come on to some of our other podcasting, and then maybe talk to you about having your own podcast, because, you have a lot to share, and also talk to you about being featured in our app once you get all of the beautiful website and everything done. So did you give us the name of the, Moving the World Forward.
Moving Forward for Life.
Movingforwardforlife.com. So yes. That's really strong.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
That's really strong. So it's a wonderful place for people to get connected with you, and also look at what it is that you're offering people to support them to become, step into their best version in their life.
Yeah. So this is Rosita 2.0. So don't give up, ladies. Just keep on moving forward.
Good. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Rosita 2.0. Thanks for coming on today and sharing your beauty and wisdom with us today. Thank you, everyone, for tuned in today, listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We appreciate our listeners so much. We appreciate you. We will see you again next week here again on Friday. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Hurry up and go get the app, everyone. Go get it, and you can get all the podcasts there. So thanks, everybody. We'll
see you. Thank you, Cornelia.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.